I'd like to say that my day job, is building bridges. We're a construction company. But I also like to say that that's kind of my calling, too, is trying to build bridges with other people and relationships. And so we've been working hard at the Family Leader to try to reach out and build bridges with other groups and like-minded people, across this state and even around the country. And we've been building a bridge with the Branstad Reynolds administration. We feel like our calling at the Family Leader, whether a person's Republican or Democrat, our job is to hold up a biblical worldview, Christian standard, and then pass that on to all of our political leaders, whether they're Republican or Democrat or Independent. And so we at times we'll say, when we will call something out, when we think that any politician is not, holding up to that standard, we want to talk to them about it. But what I feel like our calling is now is to start communication. And the fact that the governor and lieutenant governor are here is a great symbol that that's going to work. And what I mean is that we need to start communicating so that we understand where they're coming from, they understand where we're coming from, and so we can work together for all the things that we agree on. Our job also isn't to say thou shalt support this candidate or this candidate. We feel like our job is to represent you, and to represent these biblical values and just raise this standard. Well, I've got two examples of how this is working. As many of you might know, Governor Branstad nominated me back in March to be on the Board of Regents. And there were some people in the Senate who didn't agree with that. We had a little opposition from Senate Democrats. And so, but I'd like to stand up here and say a real rousing thing. But bottom line was they decided that because I had belief in one man, one woman marriage, because I was pro-life, that maybe you could have those views, but you certainly couldn't be public like this and talk about them if you want to serve on the Board of Regents. Well, we didn't think that was quite right, having a litmus test like that. And I was all ready to come in here and just kind of give a real rousing response of how we need to fight back. Well, then I made the mistake of going to the Casting Crowns concert the other night. I don't know if any of you made it. But I heard these words, Jesus, friend of sinners, the one who's writing in the sand, he made the righteous turn away and the stones fall from their hands. Help us to remember we're all the least of these. Let the memory of your mercy bring your people to their knees. Nobody knows what we're for, only what we're against when we judge the wounded. But what if we put down our signs, crossed over the lines, and loved like you did? So Jesus, friend of sinners, open our eyes to the world at the end of our pointing fingers. Let our hearts be led by mercy. Help us reach with open hearts and open doors. Jesus, friend of sinners, break our hearts for what breaks yours. So, yeah. So my heart does break, even for our political opponents, that because they need to see the light, and they need to see Jesus, and they have their eyes open. During that whole process, though, Governor Branstad stood by me. He defended me. He stood up and stood up to those who were saying things that weren't true about me. And so I really appreciate that, and I want to give him a round of applause for taking a stand for me. And I'm going to tell you one more story before I introduce Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds. She's going to come and speak a little bit and then introduce the governor further. But I want to make one little announcement that after they both speak, we'd like you all to stay here. And we're going to see a short video, and then Bob's going to come back with a couple announcements before we dismiss for lunch. But I had the great pleasure just got back last Tuesday from South Africa doing a missions trip with the Blessman Ministries. And Lieutenant Governor Kim, known as LGK, and her husband Kevin, known as K. Well, actually, I just made that up. But they were just such a great part of the team. It was just so encouraging to see this group, about 19 of us. And we went over, and we were feeding kids. We were giving kids shoes. And to see Kim Reynolds washing the feet of kids and putting shoes on them, praying with some elderly ladies, holding babies. She just jumped in enthusiastically to serve God and to serve people. And so she just she and her husband just really grown really close with our family. And so I'd really appreciate it if you would give a big welcome to our Lieutenant Governor and my friend Kim Reynolds.
Well, I think it's technically still morning, so good morning, and thank you, Robert, for that very kind introduction. I want to thank you, too, for allowing the governor and I to be with you here today. It is an honor to be a witness to such a significant crowd of committed soldiers to the cause of family. In just over 2 years, we have been able to accomplish so much, and it really is thanks to the efforts of all of you in this room. Throughout the duration of our administration, you have shown up at the Capitol, worked within your churches and your communities, and led the effort on behalf of our shared values. The governor and I are proud to join in this effort with you. That is why we are there to walk with you on the side of life. We are there to stand with you at the Capitol as you highlight the importance of strong families. And we are there to work with you to ensure all families in Iowa are given the opportunity to succeed. What unites us, everyone in this room, is our shared commitment to the family foundation and advancing the stability within the home. We also understand that we have a responsibility greater than all of us as we engage in often contentious political processes. We absolutely live in the greatest state of the greatest country in the world, and this was vividly demonstrated for me on my recent mission trip with my husband Kevin to South Africa. It is something that I will never forget, and to be quite honest, I can't wait to get back there. To have the opportunity to work with Blessman's Ministry and the Kramers and the 19 members that were a team on this trip, to provide eyeglasses to elderly individuals so they could read their Bibles at night, washing the feet of children in rural school schools and putting new shoes on them, seeing the doctor of that community come before 450 students so they could see for themselves that there was opportunities ahead for them. Sustainable farming and really the vision of Dr. Blessman for Blessman Ministries, drip irrigation farming, a Bible study, conferences for women, a chicken house so that they could supplement meals from the heartland that's feeding 7,000 students a day in South Africa. A women's conference that we got to participate in that had a charm necklace that they were given that talked about service, commitment, joy, perseverance, forgiveness, all through the story of Joseph. Children that were fighting TB because of HIV and were losing their lives at much too young of an age. But honestly, what I'm going to remember most is the smiles, the laughter, the joy, the hope, the talk of God, their faith, the songs, the excitement when we stepped into that school district of children believing that there was hope for them and a better future. As Ronald Reagan stated, freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. The cause you take up today is that of your children and of your children's children. So I want to say thank you for being here on a Saturday and demonstrating your faith and your belief in the family and in Iowa and in the fact that things can be better. Thank you again for the opportunity to share briefly with you and to be a part of today's event. God bless you. And thank you again for giving us the opportunity. Now I have the distinct honor and the distinct pleasure to introduce my partner and a man that loves this state and works tirelessly on behalf of Iowans. I think the minute his feet hit the floor every morning, he's trying to figure out what he can do to make Iowa a better place to live, raise a family, and work. I truly believe that we've been able to accomplish the things that we have because he was the right leader at the right time. Because of Governor Branstad's leadership, courage, and experience, and love for this state and the people in it, Iowa is truly a bright spot in this nation, and we have great, great, great things ahead for Iowa and for Iowans. So